Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping, joining us as we bring you the next generation of future NFL stars. We have a fantastic guest today. He hails from the Big Ten, one of the most powerful programs in the nation, and I don't say that lightly. It's one of the Spartans' top receivers, Michigan State standout, R.J. Shelton. And you'll be curious to know this, and this is why we love having guys like him on. He was listed by ESPN.com as MSU's most underrated player. And that's one of the reasons we love getting these guys on, because we need to get this guy as much love. Not that NFL scouts don't already know about it, but we want you folks out there at home to know about this young man as well. But with that said, RJ, we appreciate you taking some time and joining us. Can you believe your time in the Big Ten and Michigan State's kind of come and gone, and now you're prepared for this thing we call the NFL?
First of all, I just want to, you know, appreciate you for having me on. But, yeah, it's something crazy. You know, just to know my 3.5 years, 4 years is up at Michigan State, had a lot of great times, you know, winning 2 Big Ten championships, Rose Bowl, Cotton Bowl, and getting into the college playoffs for the first time in, you know, a really long time there at Michigan State. You know, it was a blessing. You know, now we just try to, you know, go deeper more to my dreams and try to get to the next level. So, but my time at Michigan State was amazing. I wouldn't take anything back.
Oh, I'm sure. And obviously, like you said, the memory of what you guys accomplished is, I mean, it's, you know, one of the top, spans from any class at the school. You also were able to be named most valuable player by your teammates this past December. What was it like getting that honor?
You know, it was amazing. You know, just the guys that, you know, we had on that team, you know, that believed in me to make plays, you know, regardless of what our record was and how we finished out things, you know, we always kept pushing. You know, we never shied away from the moment. You know, the struggles that we had, you know, whether it was, you know, a quarterback, offensive line, wide receivers, you know, we were young. You know, but for us to just continue to come and fight every day and, you know, we played our best football in the November, December, you know, time. And, you know, guys just started to finally believe in themselves. But, you know, it's just a team game. And, you know, with me, you know, MVPs and everything, that's great. But at the end of the day, you're trying to win. And but I thank my teammates and my coaching staff, you know, for making the MVP. And, you know, it's just an honor.
Yeah, obviously. And that's a testament to you know, I mean, by your teammates. I mean, that goes inside the locker room. That's all the hard work. I mean, we only see what you guys do on Saturday, but that's your teammates seeing you from morning till night, every day, week in, week out, and what kind of character you bring to the team. And I'm sure that's going to be a big benefit you moving forward as we kind of transcend and or you kind of transfer into this football at the professional level. Obviously, right. I think it'd be easy to say you're versatile. I think you're a playmaker. Have you always had that kind of God-given account? I mean, you know, growing up, say Pop Warner, if you played, were you that kid that, you know, if you got the football, parents wanted to check your birth certificate because you were scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns every time?
Exactly, if you want to put it that way. But yeah, I mean, I just love the game of football ever since I, you know, picked it up. You know, really, I was a multi-sport athlete when I was younger, growing up, and just really found a niche and a love for football, you know, just, you know, things that you can do in the game of football, obviously scoring and, you know, making people miss and doing things that, you know, God gave me to do when I'm on the field is just something that I enjoy. You know, the camaraderie of 11 guys on the field, you know, working towards, you know, winning a football game and just doing their job. When everyone does their job, it, you know, good things happen. But for me, it was just, you know, I love to score touchdowns, just love to be in crunch time situations. You know, regardless of, you know, if it was 3rd and 8, we needed to get a first down, or if it was, you know, something where we're sealing the game. So, for me, you know, football has always been my passion. You know, every time it has to just time watching film or going over plays or, you know, calling back my old coaches and asking what I can do better. Just anything that has to do with football just makes me, you know, happy inside and just, you know, makes me want to work more harder in that area because you know, that's what I have a drive for.
Awesome stuff. Once again, R.J. Shelton, Team MVP, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. We're talking NFL draft, this young man. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you know the opportunity presents itself. If you go to iTunes and Block Talk Radio, you can download it. You can listen to it again. And then we'll be posting his bio page as well at College of Pro. We like to say it's your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young guy as he makes his path towards this next level. For you, I mean, I ask all the guys that come on this show, I mean, you know, if you're in the film room right now, you're with a few scouts, they're kind of breaking you down. I mean, what do you think they're going to see in you that they're going to kind of fall in love with as an NFL prospect?
Well, I think for me, you're going to see consistency, you know, running in routes, being able to make big-time plays, you know, in crunch-time situations. My time at Michigan State, you know, I remember my junior year when I, you know, kind of really got on the scene. There's a lot of plays where it was third down and we needed a first down. I went up and made the play. You're going to see a lot of good things at a wide receiver position, things I can work on as well. But also the thing with me is that, you know, I can really do it all. You know, regardless if it's running the ball, I had a lot of jet sweeps in my time at Michigan State University. Really kind of brought that into Michigan State to, you know, complement our running game. You know, just working on the wide receiver aspect, just continue to growing in from there. But again, you know, it's just going to take time with everything. But, you know, just with me, I would say just you're going to see someone that's going to make plays for you when it comes down to crunch time is going to be a consistent player.
Definitely, and I agree with that. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, I don't know what could, but, you know, there are certain things that you aren't asked to do. You know, the coaching staff has a game plan and you got to abide by it. I mean, is there anything that scouts won't be able to see that you do particularly well that you think you can add to the, you know, add to your repertoire?
You know, I think for me, the deep ball, I mean, we had a couple deep balls this year. I had my longest TDs on both 86 yards. I could be a deep ball threat as well. You know, the big thing for me is people going to question my speed and, you know, to me, obviously, being my own shoes, I know I'm fast, but it's gonna, you know, they're gonna see, you know, when it comes to time, and I think for me, it's just more, you know, I can take the top off on DBs, you know, and especially in the special teams, you know, kick return, I had a good career there, and for me too, I can do punts as well. So obviously, I wasn't showing a lot at Michigan State, but I was back there the first game, but I can contribute a lot of special teams as well, whether it's, you know, punt, if it's a punt return, just really anything that, you know, the team needs at that point, I can do.
Nice. You bring so much versatility to the game, and, you know, any way you can get the ball in your hands is a good thing, and there's so many opportunities to get it in your ball so many different ways. For you, I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody, or is there anybody that you kind of look to and try to pattern yourself after that's at that next level now?
You know, the one player that I've always looked at when I was younger, you know, when I was watching college at a young age, you know, I idolized Percy Harvin to a T. I mean, I tried to do things, you know, that he did in college and in the NFL. Obviously, he was an explosive, elusive guy, and, you know, when he had a clear opening, he was gone. So we all know what Percy Harvin did. I think he's still in the league with the Bills, but I just think, you know, with him, that's a lot. I've idolized him basically my whole life. There's a couple other guys too that I've really idolized these past 2 years is Devontae Adams out of the Green Bay. He's been, you know, just a solid guy for them. He's someone that's really good, you know, one-on-one, getting off releases. You know, his route running is unreal. And, you know, there's a lot of guys in the league, too, that they're, you know, their route running is amazing. But, you know, just kind of the guys that I idolize for real, those two, Jamonte Adams and Percy Harvin.
Definitely. And I love you mentioning your route running because I think, especially for a rookie receiver, or a young guy in the league, I think having the ability to run good routes, I think that really, I mean, that fast forwards you to the field. I mean, that's what gets you, you know, reps and, you know, opportunities with the first team while you're there on Sundays and not just watching from the sidelines. So I think you having that trait is, I think, a big, big plus for you. for you? I mean, have you already graduated? Did you get your degree? If not, when do you? And how do you kind of plan on attacking these next few months so you're in tip-top condition as you kind of prepare for this thing?
For me, I'm just going to be taking, you know, as many online classes as I can while I'm going through the process. Still, the big thing for me is I want to get my degree because they can't ever take that away from you. That's what just was instilled in me when I was younger, you know, growing up with my mother and my family. So that's very important to me. But again, also, you know, you play this game for how long, you want to chase your dreams and see if you can hang with the big dogs. It can be called, you know, one of those persons that can, you know, be in the NFL and, you know, in the highest, you know, rankings of football. So that's been a dream of mine ever since I've been, you know, 15, 16 years old. And, you know, I'm just going to try everything, my powers, you know, train the way I need to train, do the right things and just, you know, pray for the best and just continue to work and, you know, whatever happens, happens. But I'll for sure be on course probably next December to graduate.
Awesome. Good for you, man. That's the way to get it done. I'm curious as well. I mean, height, weight, because I see so many different numbers. And I'll probably even post it to your bio page. Well, I know I'll post it to your bio page. And I'll even have people email me or, you know, tweet me like, you know, where'd you come up with these numbers? And I'm like, well, we had them on the Players Platform show and you told us yourself. So, you know, people are like, act like I'm lying. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. What would I benefit from saying you're 5'11 or 6'2? That's not my benefit. It's your benefit. But what's your height weight right now?
I'm 5'11, 200 pounds.
There you go, my man. Like I said, I'll text you if I get anyone who questions that. Go on. That he's not 200 pounds, or be like, oh, he's at least 210 or something. You know, it's like I don't know.
Right.
You'd be surprised. It's just amazing.
5'11. So if I'm not a 5'11 and 205 pounds, I'm like, I'm not even there. But you heard it from me. It's, you know, 5'11, 200 pounds. Hello, we go in and out of there. Are you losing me? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
I'm sorry. I don't know how much you missed, but you know, just talking about the Big Ten. Great. Big Ten is kind of back on top as the power conference in college football. With Penn State in the mix, and then Michigan had, you know, obviously was right there, Ohio State. What was your thoughts going down to the final games, you know, with Penn State winning the Big Ten, Ohio State still going, Penn State going to the the Rose Bowl, Michigan being left out? What was your thoughts on all that?
Well, first of all, ever since I've joined the Big Ten, I've been telling people that we've been a powerhouse in the country for a long time. I mean, you got a lot of great coaches at a lot of great universities. And it just shows how good our conference is for the teams that, you know, are in the playoff system, going to the Rose Bowl. And obviously, you know, other teams doing what they have to do, but, you know, just to compliment us and how good our conference is, you know, every week's going to be a tough week. You know, every game's not going to be easy to win. You know, every team has, you know, great athletes, and that just goes across the country. But, you know, for us in the Big Ten, you know, I've always said that we've been a top conference, year in and year out since I've been there. You know, it's just been the level of, you know, athletes that come in, the level of, you know, coaches that come in, it just makes every program, you know, compete harder for, obviously, to go to the Big Ten Championship or to go in a Power 6 game or to go to the playoffs. So you're going to hear about the Big Ten a lot from here on out.
Definitely. And for all those kids who are thinking about being a student athlete at Michigan State, why should they make that decision to become a Spartan?
Number one, Mark Hollis and Teresa Simons does a great job of making it a lifelong experience for a student athlete, regardless if it's football, basketball, hockey, you know, et cetera. But they make the atmosphere so well at Michigan State. The coaching staff there, Mark Antonio, and everyone down, they just do a great job and make sure that they make men first. You know, before they make football players. I know you can be a football player, but they want to make sure that you obviously get your degree and make sure that you're set. They go 4 years for 40 40 years of your life or something like that. I might be saying it wrong, but basically they want you to be a man, you know, when you come into their program, and, you know, they do the right things. You're going to learn the game of football. There's going to be so much knowledge that you're going to, you know, endure when you get there at Michigan State. And just the atmosphere of playing on Saturday, Spartan Nation is amazing. There's so much support there at Michigan State, especially this past season that we had. You know, I think more of the, you know, support from the fans were incredible, you know, out of all the years that I've been there, just because, you know, they believe in what Coach D has done there. And, you know, once you have that, you know, good things happen for you as a, you know, student athlete and as a player. So, you know, Michigan State has always been a team that's going to be, you know, talked about, because it's just been brought up that way and it's been built that way, you know, off hard work and toughness. So, if you're going to Michigan State, you're making a good choice.
Excellent stuff. I tell you what, RJ, when you finally have some sit-downs, when you go on these team visits, teams are going to walk away so happy going one-on-one with you. They're going to say, man, this kid got his head on straight. Excellent stuff from RJ Shelton. Before we let you go, though, we always like to throw a couple of lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Awesome. Ready.
All right. All right. Now, this is a question I think you guys like to answer the most, so we'll get this one out here to you. Female celebrities, if you could take anyone out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Beyonce.
We just had Jonathan Calvin on. Yeah, he just said Beyonce too. Just, I mean, she's Beyonce, so it's not like, oh my gosh, she said Beyonce. But she won last year. She usually wins. We tally up the names, and in our last podcast, we announced who wins, if anyone cares, but Beyonce usually always wins. Rihanna had a title.
That's number one.
Alicia Keys had a few. Yeah, but Beyonce's just she's just always strong. But you know, Megan Good, she's kind of always in the mix, but she just never has the gusto to kind of get the title. For you, we've been working with Illustrative Creations. They Eric Dorsey, he paints cleats for NFL guys, college guys. We're working together. If you could have any pair of your cleats painted, what kind of theme would you want on them?
I would probably have something to do with, you know, some charity event or something that just would, you know, show a cause that can be helped. Because I'm a firm believer in, you know, making this world a better place. So anything that has to do with, you know, with the big thing, you know, crisis with the water, something that has to do with that, or, you know, something
nice.
That has to
yeah.
make this world a better place is something that I'll put on there for sure.
Awesome. Nice, nice. Nice answer to that question. And then the final one, take us inside that locker room. Was there anybody in that locker room that did a great impersonation of your head coach?
Mad Max Sue. He was a walk-on for us. Great kid, great human being, but he could literally imitate every single coach in that facility, and it's probably top five of the most funniest things. You can probably go on YouTube and type in his name, and you can see him imitating, you know, every coach, basically. That guy, first of all, he's a great kid. And second of all, he was so funny in what he did and imitating the coaches. So if there's anyone to be Mag sued.
Excellent, man. Well, RJ, it's been a pleasure having you on. We can't wait to hear from you again as you make your journey to this next level. I always like to tell you guys, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and can't wait to talk to you again.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Happy holidays to you, and thanks for having me.
No problem. Once again, that's RJ Shelton, the Spartans' versatile standout. And you got to love what this kid brings to the table. And, you know, when you kind of delve in deeper, I mean, you know, there's so much that goes on the playing field side, but when scouts get to talk to this guy and know that his head's on really straight, and, you know, they're going to find out a young man that they're going to kind of, I think, walk away very, very happy about, feeling safe, knowing that this kid's going to bring the best foot forward to the organization, and that goes a long way in today's NFL, knowing that you got a guy that's both great on and off the field, and I think RJ is going to kind of fit right into that mold. If you want more of RJ Shelton, you guys know you can check him out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be getting that bio page posted, and you can kind of delve in to more from what this young man brings to that next level, and who knows, he could be playing for your favorite NFL team next season. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. Our fantastic guest hails from Michigan State, the Spartan standout, RJ Shelton.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.